Hi, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio we have Dan Denning, the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend. Time for your WaterWise tip of the week. Let's just talk about watering basics, the start times, and the hydrozones. What's a hydrozone?
Take a guess.
I read off your paper like I know what I'm going to be talking about, and then I'll get to something. I'll go,
I'm
guessing a hydrozone is like one of your zones. So like my house, I've got my timer. And I've got different zones, right? Mm-hmm. So are these hydrozones? Hydrozone one is the right side of the house. Two is on the left side. Three is the front lawn. Four is the back lawn.
Man, you don't even need me here, Dave.
That's a hydrozone?
You are pretty darn close.
The word makes sense, I guess.
So we're talking about water and basics. So a couple things, just a few tips for folks. So a hydrozone is when you're actually doing the landscape design, you want to put like plant material. And when I talk about like plant material with similar water needs on the same zone, right? So you can imagine in that zone one, if you have like zone one, you only have one type of sprinkler that's watering that zone. And if you have plants that need a lot of water mixed with some natives, let's say, you have to run your irrigation schedule to get to that highest water need plant, which means everything else is getting overwatered and might die.
So when you're planning your not to take you off track, but when you're planning what you're going to have, you kind of want like-minded plants, right? Plants that need the same amount of water?
Exactly.
Because if you've got something that doesn't really need a whole lot of water, but his neighbor on that same zone needs tons of it.
Exactly.
You might be wasting some water.
Definitely. Yeah, or you're always struggling to keep the plants healthy, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, a little bit of forethought, and that's the whole, you know, key to design. You can have different type water need plants throughout your landscape, but you're going to dedicate a different irrigation zone to them so you can water them accordingly.
Right? Okay.
So you'd have different run times for all those zones. So that's essentially what a hydrozone is. So if you are doing a landscape renovation this summer or this spring, you know, keep that in mind. There's lots of resources. The OSU WaterWise gardening book actually details all the water needs of all the plants. So it'll tell you it's a moderate, a high, or a low, or a very low, so you can group those together. The next piece of that is, you know, when you go to schedule your irrigations, your start times.
I was going to ask you about that with the start times. Does that also depend a little bit on how much water they actually need? Because your cactus could probably start, obviously, at a different time because you're only going to run it for a smaller amount of time than something that requires more water, right?
Yeah. So your controller actually has a lot of function. So the start time is actually, and most controllers have like three or four start times. The start time is actually the time that it's going to start watering the whole sequence of zones, right? So it's not for an individual zone, but there are programs on there. So you'll usually see like a program A, B, and a C. And so like what you're talking about, if you had a zone with cactus that you only wanted to water once a month, you could put that specific zone just on program B and say water once a month. And then if you had a lawn area, you could put that on program A and say water this three times a week.
Sure. Right?
So you can kind of move those watering schedules around. But yeah, a lot of times what we see is somebody may only have four stations. And so they think, oh, well, that's a start time for each station. And what that ends up doing is actually running all four of those stations four times.
Oh.
Right? So one start time will run every zone on that program is all you need to know. Some people might do what's called a cycle and soak. So you take your 10-minute runtime and you split it into 2 5-minute runtimes. So you just program your runtime for 5 minutes and you actually add 2 start times.
Okay.
So a morning and an evening. And sometimes what that'll do is if you have maybe a turf or a plant that's getting stressed in the heat of summer, it gives a little bit of water in the morning to get through the day.
Sure.
And then it replenishes a little bit more in the evening. So it's not going for such a long stretch in between waterings.
Sure.
And that can help reduce runoff and other things too. So.
Uh-huh. Where do you go to learn more about this stuff?
WaterWiseTips.org is a good place.
All right. That's your WaterWise Tip of the Week. We've been talking to Dan Denning, the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend. Thanks for coming in.
Sweet. Thanks, Dave.